Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
As you know, lunchtime live at newstalk.com, that's the email address if you want to get in touch. Fascinating email in from one listener who often, as is often the case, people don't necessarily want to come on air. But as my producer, Niamh Hamill, is with me in studio today, this is one we couldn't chat about, Niamh.
Yeah, this is a great one. So I'm just going to read it out to let you know what she said. So she said, "Hi, Andrea, could you please discuss medals being given out after 5K, 10K and half marathon races? These are such a waste of money and just end up going to landfill. They all end up in the bottom of wardrobes and nobody knows what to do with them. What about a piece of paper or giving out a cert? I think this would be better. Something that could be recycled when finished with. I'm sure some would disagree."
Yeah, I wonder how our listeners feel about this. I mean, do adults taking part in park runs and 5K need gold, bronze and silver or medals for absolutely everybody? Megan Scully, freelance broadcaster, is with us on the line today. Do you agree, Megan?
I just think they are a bit of a waste of money, all right. Like, I take part in certain races every single year and I get the medal put into my hand at the finish line. And to be honest, I just put it into a box and it gets thrown into an attic maybe after a couple of months. And I just think maybe there should be an option that you pay for a medal, because obviously then it would help when it comes to waste, which is something that I think needs to be addressed as well. And I know they're great to have, but I think if you really want one, get one. But if you don't want one, there should be an option to opt out.
But surely if they're there on display, everyone who's taken part will just take one.
Well, see, this is, I think there should be a beforehand, in nearly when you apply, that you should like opt in or opt out, so they can have maybe a rough idea of how many medals to have. And I think another issue is, if they are going to create medals for everyone, don't put the year on them, because therefore you can reuse them year after year. I think there's an issue, I think actually it was after lockdown when a lot of races got cancelled, so many medals just were left to go to waste because they might have had 20-year, 2021 on them. So I just think it's a way to tackle the issue of waste.
Mm. Pat Kane is with us on the line. Pat, I know you're a keen runner, also a sustainability advocate, and you're the Chief Sustainability Officer at Antares. So what's your view?
Hi, Andrea. So I think everyone has an opinion on them. And honestly, I think the answer really depends on where you are in your running journey. So for the first timer, a medal is everything. It's that physical proof that you did something so hard. You crossed the finish line. You showed up. You did the work. You have something to hold on to. So in your hand to say, look, I did it. It's an emotional payoff for some people. Gets them off the couch, you know. So it makes sense to showcase, you know, to give to those kind of people. However, the other side, I suppose most medals are made from cheap zinc alloy, made overseas. As your listener said, you know, they are dated, so obviously they can't be recycled that easily, you know. And if we're honest, you know, after you've done a few races, they end up in a drawer or eventually in landfill. They also add to the race entry costs that are already pretty hefty, I think, right nowadays. So, you know, that's when you start to question. I do feel like a medal-free, lower-cost race option should be standard at every event, give people the choice. I've recently taken part on Cove 10 with Sonia O'Sullivan, and we got the medals beforehand for those who wanted the medal. So I think giving the option is certainly the best way to go about it, because, again, we're all different. And for me, that could mean something really special, whilst for some others, maybe, you know, of no value. Mm. And that's okay.
What would you do? Because I know you put a huge amount into the training, Pat, for some of the, you know, the races that you participate in. Would you pick a medal? Would you like to get a medal at the end of it?
Yeah, so for full transparency, I have a wall where I do keep mine, you know, but because when I look at them, I don't see just the bit of metal, if you know what I mean. You know, I see early mornings, training runs, the hard days that I pushed through when motivation wasn't there, but discipline took me over, you know, got me out there. They remind me of all that work that I've been doing, and that for me makes them worth it. I want my kids to see, I think it's a great visual reminder that, look, your mom is working, you know, it's out there, but is also looking after herself and hard things can be done. So again, mine will definitely not end up in landfill. They are here at my own. I'm actually looking at them as we speak. But again, if this is not, you know, a driver for you, if you're not going to keep them, and as you know, someone said, you're going to throw them in the back of a drawer. Absolutely. Just say no to them. Yeah. You know, again, very personal.
God, I think it's such a huge achievement, you know, to take part in, whether it be the half marathon or the marathon or whatever you do. Why wouldn't you want to go and showcase that for, you know, somewhere in your house? Maybe it doesn't need to be on display in a cabinet, but I can understand why people would like to have the medal to show at the end for even just that proof or sense of achievement. Oisín Mulligan is with us from Mulligan Fitness. Are medals a waste, Oisín?
I don't think so. I've never met a person at the end of a finish line that didn't deserve a medal. And I,
that's
on the
very
message
true,
I received
actually,
to talk
yeah.
about, on one of the things that I received, that it was referred to as a participation medal. It's not a participation medal because the person who finishes first gets the exact same medal as the person who finishes last, and both deserve it because the distance is completed. So they finished it. It's not participation. And another thing I think is important to kind of know here, there's worse things to worry about with regards to landfill. Like if you go into your local supermarket, how many things are wrapped up in loads and loads of plastic and loads of things around the place? Not only that, I think there's actually an issue. If you're somebody who has medals from races or marathons and you're throwing them into the bottom of a wardrobe and not hanging them up proudly, I think you might be someone who struggles a little bit with recognition of hard work. Because I think actually to be able to walk by something, even if you're having a hard day or a shitty day, to be able to look at something and be like, you know what? Actually, I achieved that thing, and it's a good reminder. And yeah. I like that it's a piece of metal because it can't disappear. Sometimes we lose those pieces of paper because they're not that important. And for me as a coach, I've actually often sent out medals for some of my clients who have gotten out of bed in the morning time. Because for some people, that's even medal worthy, to be able to get up and actually attack the day when it's difficult. For me to hear actually some people say that you shouldn't be given medals, I'm like, that's actually a disgraceful thing to say, especially when you know how much hard work goes into a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, whatever. And,
oh,
and
God,
the guys
yeah.
here are
the
saying
story behind
to
it.
Reduce... Yeah, the guy's saying here to kind of remove the option or to give people an option. I think that that's a fine, but I think to say for everybody that, oh, we should remove marathon medals because the landfill is yeah, not right at all.
Listener suggesting here, what about just giving out certificates? It's not the same though as a medal, Oisín, sure it's not.
No. How many certificates have we received and disappear, or they get
yeah.
burnt, or you don't
so
see them?
But
the medal
them
is something that doesn't disappear, and you have it and you carry it around. I think it's something that's amazing.
Sinead Dalton from Evoc is with us as well. What's your opinion on this, Sinead?
I'm kind of drawn between both sides. I can see the advantages and disadvantages. I know myself, I've taken part in a few marathons, and to get something at the end line is kind of really, you know, it's quite rewarding. But, you know, I think at the same time, it has to be looked at the cost, like what is actually being spent on these medals that, you know, could be maybe even divided up between the different charities that are taking part. You know, could that money be spent somewhere else? Or maybe if it's your first time taking part in the marathon ever, maybe the first time.
Jesus, if I did a marathon, I'd never take that medal off me. I'd have
well,
it on every
it.
Day
I
of the week.
I think your first one, like, you know, whether you ever do a marathon after that ever again, you'll always look back on your first one and think, do you know what, actually, I did something for someone, or, you know, I raised money. It'll always be
yeah.
kind of, the first one always has more weight, I think, than if you keep getting them every year. Yeah, so maybe they need to revisit it that way.
Well, it's funny, but like I mean, you know, I would say the decision here is kind of where people are kind of split about whether or not there should be an option to choose getting a medal. But like Oisín, that's your point. You don't agree with this idea of the participation.
No. When I heard participation medal, I can't lie, it did annoy me a little bit because I work with people every day that struggle with lots of stuff, and to even get to that start line is huge. For
yeah.
people to get to the start line, you should nearly give a medal to the people who get to the start line of these things, because it's massive to commit to something. Even you, Andrea, as you said here, for you to be able to commit to a marathon is something that would be extremely hard. And in a country where we're struggling, like one of our biggest struggles is to get people out and get them more active. And if it takes giving everybody a bloody medal to get them to the start line of a 5K or 10K, I'd give it
Why
to them.
Not?
And as for the cost, if there was more cost put towards getting people more active, we'd have less cost in our health system. We'd have
yeah.
less costs all
yeah.
around the place. So in my opinion, a medal in that regard is definitely worth it.
Anne-Marie has got in touch to say, I can tell you I wanted a medal for each of the four times I completed the Warriors run in Strandhill in Sligo because it was bloody hard earned. This texter says, aren't participation medals just for children? Another listener says that there's zero medals for park runs. The whole idea is that it is just that. It's a park run. Participation medals are a joke. Let there be winners and losers. Not everybody deserves to win, says this texter. Another listener tells me, I'm so proud of my mini marathon medal. I'm not a big sports fan or exerciser, but it was a massive achievement for me personally. And this listener says, achieving a 5K, 10K, half marathon is so huge for so many people, and the medal feels well earned. Give an opt-out option on registering, maybe so the regular runners who have completed the event before can decide whether or not they need another medal. If you want to share your own thoughts with us, like that listener, emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. Megan Scully, Oisín Mulligan, Pat Kane and Sinead Dalton, thanks a million for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.